serious, opinionated, provocative. Kincaid and Breckenridge. Roger and Rob want to hear from you. 974-8255. That's 974-TALK. Or text them at 770-770. Roger Kincaid, Rob Breckenridge on News Talk 770, Calgary's breaking news and conversation station.
All right, Kincaid and Breckenridge, News Talk 770. More on the storm yesterday and what ended up being a bit of a perfect storm for transit users trying to head south out of downtown, because even before the storm hit, you had, what's described as a police incident near Chinook. And we're not exactly clear on what happened. And that's fine. That's obviously not something that Calgary Transit can control. But as they attempted to deal with that, and then the storm that was moving in, left a lot of people in the lurch.
Yeah, it did. It let a lot of people in the lurch and also wet, which sucks. And the thing about this is that we had weather forecasts, and we had an Environment Canada warning underway. It's like we knew this was happening. And for some reason, a whole bunch of people had to endure the storm, had to weather the storm, had to fend for themselves. Let's not tell the story ourselves, though.
Well, someone who was right in the midst of it is on the line with us here this morning. Andy Tylo's a Calgary blogger and transit critic, and wrote an interesting piece this morning up at Medium.com on what he and hundreds of others went through yesterday. Andy, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so you were like a lot of people commuting out of downtown on the C train. So this was, just before 5 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah, just a couple minutes before 5, we were headed just between 39th Ave and Chinook. The train came to a stop. The operator came on and said that there was some sort of an incident at Chinook, and we weren't able to get through. So we, as things happen, everybody's understanding of that. Within a minute or two, the train had reversed and headed back towards 39th Ave, where the train stopped, doors open, and then the operator kind of came by and told us all to switch to the other side, and because we weren't sure what was going on or why he was asking us to do that, but as good passengers do, all 600 of us or so on the full C train, I got off at 39th Ave, switched to the other side, anticipating, I guess, that they were planning to single track was what I was understanding anyway, that they were going to single track through the incident at Chinook. So we got off, and we were over, there was two trains that headed south that were completely full. We could see a storm, the storm was blowing in, and then we got caught in a pretty epic, got a lot of hail to the face, at least.
Yeah, well, we're aware of the epicness of the storm. To clear up a detail, Andy, what time was it approximately?
I'm going to say it was right around 5 o'clock. I think my kind of first tweet when I first, when the train stopped, I was looking at the Calgary Transit Twitter account, looking for some information about what was going on. And it was, I'm going to say about like 4:55 or so when the incident first kind of, started.
Okay. So at this time, Rob, the aforementioned Paul Dunphy, who was on the program with us, just to give you an idea, at this time, a weather expert for Global News is tweeting pictures of the storm and showing these huge cells that are moving towards the city. So the information's out there. If Calgary Transit would say that, we didn't know the severity of the storm, then that would just be a flagrant lack of regard for their due diligence in this matter, I would say.
Yeah, I think, we all knew that the storm was coming. We saw it. It was, nice and sunny, but as storms happen in Calgary, we knew it was coming.
Okay, so when everyone's told to get off the train, and this all still has to do with the police incident, had nothing to do with the weather necessarily, but nothing was conveyed. Was there any information being conveyed at the scene, via social media, anything from Calgary Transit as to what was happening or what the 600 or so people now stuck at the 39th Ave station were supposed to do?
No, there was no direction, no information. The Twitter account had gone silent. By the time they had finally posted something, it was almost 30 minutes before the incident. The incident was going on for 30 minutes before they actually posted anything. There was no announcement at the train platform, nothing. We just kind of sat there looking at the storm headed towards us.
All right. And then what kind of, you're at 39th Avenue, is that what you said?
Yeah.
So this is the only uncovered train platform on the South Line there.
Yeah, it's probably the, of any of the stations to be caught in a situation like this, that was probably the worst one for sure.
Right, for sure. Now, what did you do? How many people were there, and what sort of shelter was there?
Well, some people with there was a lady with a stroller and a couple of other people that got on the southbound train. There was two that came by, but they were already packed. Right, it's rush hour, so they were packed. You know, those of us that didn't. You know, we're kind of able-bodied and didn't need to kind of get on. It was like, you know, women and children first kind of thing.
Yeah.
But like felt a bit like the Titanic, and you know, those people got on, and then there was probably a good 150 of us or so left when the storm hit. And so there's just two small, you know, little bus shelters at 39th Ave. They were completely packed. We were the hail was coming and, you know, hitting us in the side of the. Hitting us in the side of the face. I kind of ran behind one of the kind of the chain link fence that's there, and hit on the other side of the the passenger shelter. There was another, you know, an older lady beside me. She was in tears and like, what's going on? You know, she was really upset with it all. And that's when I saw, you know, in the article, I managed to take a couple pictures of it as it was happening, which was, I think I wrecked my phone doing that, but I took a couple pictures and I could see then all of a sudden a bendy bus, one of the, you know, articulated buses pull up on 39th Ave, just kind of adjacent to the station. And, you know, I'm absolutely soaked at this point. So me and one other guy just made a run for it, run to the bus, you know, bang on the door. He didn't open the door right away, and then we said, what are you doing? What's going on? And he said, I don't know. I don't know how to change the sign. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to Chinook, you know? And I said, okay, well, like, you know, can we, you know, like, can I help? Like, do we should let people know that you're here, because it's, you can't really see that, you know, the bus, if you're standing at the platform, you know, we could hardly see it all. I said, like, let's get people there. And he's like, no, announcements are being made. They know we're here, kind of thing. And so then after a couple minutes and the intensity of the rain kind of calmed down a bit, the bus pulled off and he took me and, you know, a couple other passengers to Chinook. I think there's about three of us on board.
Wow. So they had this huge bus that was going to Chinook. All these people are left standing on the platform and they pulled away with only four of you on the bus.
Yeah, and you know, I couldn't really see as well from where the bus was parked. I couldn't really see the platform, so maybe more trains had come. I don't know, but the bottom line was we got off that train, you know, the train that we were on originally. We got off, you know, following the directions, doing what was asked of us, and that train was never to be seen again.
Right.
I understand now. I had a chat with Calgary Transit this morning, and probably what happened is kind of their standard procedure on that is that, in a case like that, when they have to single track, that train would have headed back up north because, of course, with Chinook being shut down, that just kind of, you know, domino effect of delays happens, and that train was needed to take people north out of downtown. Fair enough. If it was a nice sunny day, that would have been okay. But the weather was what it was. That was not the right decision to make.
Yeah, I mean, the question I have now is who's making the decisions. I mean, there's two decisions here. One is for the bus driver to pull away with three people on that bus. Meanwhile, there's a crowded platform that maybe the driver could or could not see. So did you get an indication that the driver was instructed by, you know, central command via radio to pull out?
I wish I recorded video of the right. When I got on the bus, because the radio was going crazy. He didn't know how to change the sign from something, you know, something that said out of service to, you know, C-train replacement or whatever the message should have been. He wasn't aware how to do that. You know, he kind of got that problem solved and then took off shortly after. So he wasn't really, I guess, trained or aware of, you know, what he needed to do in that situation. And then, you know, the part that bothered me from the operator perspective is it's all well and good. We have a plan. Like, it's good to have a plan. You're there. Now, I'm there as a passenger. I'm here to help, right? Like, I offered. I said, do we need to go talk to the people on the platform? Can we send them this way? And, you know, he said announcements were being made, and I was at the other end of the platform, so maybe there were announcements being made. I don't know. You know, I just kind of took his word for it, and then we took off. So it's frustrating. I mean, I think that if the weather had been okay, what happened would have would have been okay, right? The shuttle bus showed up about 10 minutes after the incident.
Yeah, but that's not the point, though, because the weather wasn't okay, right? I mean, that's my other problem with this all, is that there's a driver who told you to get off the train at 39th Avenue Station. I don't know why, because I think the driver would know even better than the talk show host that that's probably the worst place to let people off the train.
I agree with you on that one, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, so or even that people would have to get off at all. I mean, yeah, they could have let people off at Stampede. Why not give people the option? If the train's simply going to turn around and go back north, why didn't people have the option to stay on?
Exactly. And there, you know, the operator on the train didn't use the PA when we were stopped at 39th. He just got off and was kind of like shooing people off kind of thing. You know, understanding... Like I say, transit commuters were used to being like sheep. As humans, we need to sometimes understand the context or understand what our options are. And if he had simply said, you know what, guys, everybody, I got to go north. Stay on board if you want. There's a storm coming. Let's work together to get through it. But we all kind of just listened, as crowds do, you know. Crowd mentality took over, and we just did what was told of us. And that, you know... Probably, I kind of got my first inkling at that point something was going to go sideways.
You know, before we let you go, Andy, in your opinion, was it a safe situation or was it unsafe?
Well, it was borderline unsafe, for sure. We survived, but you know, had the hail been a little bigger, luckily it was pretty small, but it sure hurt as I was getting that to the side of the face. If the hail was a bit bigger, It could have been a lot worse, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. People are being dropped off at a station they didn't anticipate getting off of. For most people, it's not their destination. And they've got no information about what they're supposed to do. Wait for another train, look for a bus, find another way to go. And so that's the issue here, that nothing's being communicated.
Andy, totally. before we, we're going to take a commercial break here. And when we come back, Andy, we're going to have Sherry Zickafoos, the communications advisor for the City of Calgary Transportation, on. What's one question you would like to ask her?
What's the plan? Like, when do you, obviously there's a plan when things go sideways like this and something goes wrong, but how are you looking at the bigger picture? And how are operators, being talked to about looking at the whole picture and understanding the impact of the weather, their individual actions as operators and communication. There's a lot of moving parts, but when everybody just gets kind of narrow-minded and focused only on what their direct responsibility is, the complete bigger picture is missed, and that's when things like this happen. So, you know, I'd like to know what they're going to learn out of this and how it won't happen again, because it wasn't pretty.
Well, no kidding. Andy, well, we appreciate you joining us here this morning. Thanks for this.
Not a problem. Thanks a lot.
All right. Andy Tylo is a Calgary blogger and transit critic. And
he was caught in the rain.
Yeah, he was, to say the least. And so were a lot of other people.
We're going to take a pause right here and come back. And like I mentioned, we will hear from Sherry Zickafoos, communications advisor for the City of Calgary and Calgary Transit. And hopefully she will address Andy's question first. What's the bigger picture here, operationally speaking? And how do the individual operators know how they fit into that big picture next time something like this happens? This is Kincaid and Breckenridge on News Talk 770.